Guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. Oh my God. Today's episode is dope. I'm so pumped. You know, the guy I'm having on today is probably my favorite. I would say he's my favorite follow on Twitter, or in my top two or three. Definitely. He's a comedian. He's hilarious. He's from New York and he's out here in LA doing shows for a few nights. And I was lucky enough to get him on the podcast, Sam Morrell, who, if you don't know, you should. You probably do already. Also, today's Date Fails is brought to you by Native. Native is back. Thank you, Native, for supporting Date Fails. Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and enter promo code DATEFAILS during checkout. All right, guys, let's do this.
Do you have a leg issue?
A leg issue?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like strength?
Yeah, I'm pretty weak.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have Ashkenazi Jew? Ashkenazi Jew?
I am.
Yeah, okay, so we can talk about this later.
Wait, why did you ask if he has a leg issue?
Because I walk upstairs the same way he does. And I'm
you notice that it looked weak the way I walked upstairs? I would have been one of the first to go in the Holocaust. It's such a bummer.
Are we recording this?
I mean, no, it really is upsetting. I think about that all the time because I remember, like, you read those books, like Night, you know, the Elie Wiesel one. And how he's how they have to run for, like, 40 miles or something. And some of them survived. And I was like, oh, I would have been out by, like, mile 10. It would have sucked. And I have back problems. I'm very... I told her on the way here I'm cowardly, too.
He did. He called himself cowardly. I was like, I've never heard a guy describe himself in that fashion before.
Dude, there's so many, like, Ashkenazi Jews that have, like, these mutations, genetic mutations, and I have one. And I'm telling you, it's called tubular aggregate myopathy, and I have, like, my legs, as you get older, they get real fucking weak. Yeah. I'm actually looking into figuring some shit out about it.
Do you 23andMe? Is that how you know that you're Ashkenazi?
I just know, yeah. But
what do you mean you just know? How'd you find out?
My mom and dad both did the ancestry stuff.
So wait a second. He walked up the stairs in a way that let you know that you guys might have the same leg.
I don't know if he has the same leg thing I do.
What did he do going up the stairs?
We just walk differently. I just noticed. And I just... People always notice the way I walk.
Yeah.
And like, I never noticed the way you walk.
I'm also pigeon-toed, too. So that... every bad thing that a person could have, I just have.
Really?
I'm a weakling. It sucks.
No, you're not... you don't look weak.
Well, I'm not a pussy, but, like, I can't fight. Like, if a fight's about to start, I just have to accept, like, I'm gonna get the shit kicked out of me. And that's just how it goes.
At least you know.
I know. But that's... I'm not... I will stand up. I will not, you know...
You will stand up.
I got attacked in Burlington, Vermont 3 months ago.
I was hoping you were going to say Burlington Coat Factory because that'd be so much more exciting.
Why'd you get attacked?
No fucking reason.
I was attacked because you were Jewish looking?
No. I wish it was. I tried to play it up as a hate crime.
Yeah.
The second I got hit, a guy smashed a pint glass over my head in the
Where
bar.
Were you? A bar.
It was at a bar like 2 blocks from the show from Vermont Comedy Club. It was a great club. I was with Carmen LaGala, who's a friend of mine. She was working with me that weekend on the road. And this guy just walked up to us and he said, he just said, I want to beat the shit out of all of you. And I was like, what? I kind of ignored him. And
so he did have a reason.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Nothing like that ever happens in my life.
Well,
ever.
First he said... he just looked at me and goes, University of Vermont? And I was like, no. and then he goes, master's degree? And I was like, you're getting colder. And then he just said, I want to beat the shit out of you. And he smashed a pint glass in my head and he just stared at me for a second. Like, he stared me down and then he just ran.
Yeah.
And I did, the second he left, I said to everyone in the bar, I was like, did you all hear him call me Jew boy?
Did he?
No.
You're just...
I lied. I was trying to make some people laugh.
Right.
That's... I love it.
And they didn't laugh. They were concerned.
I love that the comedian in you, like, your head is bleeding. You just got your ass beat at a bar and you're like, but I still have to make everyone laugh. Like, you can't.
It was... My mom found out about it because I was posting Instagram stories with the cops. I was trying to make jokes out of it. Right. And they were like, no, you have, like, a head wound. There's, like, glass in your hair and shit.
Oh my God. My mom
just immediately called and I didn't pick up because I didn't see it. And then she just texted me, pick up. So
I got
yelled at by my mom.
Were you the only person he hit?
Yeah.
He just targeted you for no reason.
I've been told I have a punchable face.
I didn't think that, but I guess you could.
That is so crazy. Such a random hate crime.
It wasn't a hate crime.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Well, maybe
I got calls from the victim's advocate in Vermont, which I hate thinking of myself as a victim, but I guess technically I was. And she was just asking questions like, what do we, and you know, there's like, the guy tried to commit suicide because after he did that to me, the cops got him and he went for the cop's gun, hoping the cop would shoot him.
Oh, but, you know, death by cop, they call that.
Not when you're white, though. That's not how it works.
What?
Your white privilege gets in the way.
Yeah, you can't even succeed with a suicide.
Death by cop doesn't work for white people. How
no,
sad.
No, but they went for, I found out he's a therapist, too.
Oh, my God.
So he was going through a divorce. He's a therapist.
You probably reminded him of, like, the dude his wife cheated on him with. Like, or you are the guy. You're the guy that fucked his wife.
I wish. At least that would have added to the story.
Wow, I've never been in a bar brawl. I kind of want to get in one. I've hit one guy in my life. Have you ever been slapped?
Yeah. Why'd you hit the dude?
I hit one guy in my whole life, and I actually feel bad. I apologize. Now, I haven't personally.
Why'd you hit him?
Okay, I was just out of my marriage. It was my first boyfriend.
You were married?
I was married 10 years.
I'm always shocked when people are married.
I know, everyone's especially.
Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio. That's why. I'm from Canton. Yeah, so I was married 10 years. And, like, toward the end of my marriage, there was a dude around me that I, like, wanted. You ever meet someone that you're just like, I'm going to fuck that? Like, from the first time you meet him, you're like, oh, we're going to fuck eventually. This guy was it just orbiting me for so long.
Women, when they make that decision, it's more likely it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I've done that where I've been like, I'm going to fuck. And then they're like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, okay. All
right. Women succeed 99 out of 100 times. we get decide. 1 out of 100.
You're right. I do
that was,
think
that. That was in my 23andMe. It was like, there's a 1% chance that someone will fuck you.
I do think that's why women go so much more crazy during breakups than men. Because women are so not used to being rejected in the first place.
Yeah, but then you get to recover more quickly because, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Well, no, I mean in terms of, like, a hookup.
Oh, yeah, well, we could fuck right away. But that's the thing is, like, I've done that.
But you don't even want it. How messed up is that? Like, we're dying to do it, and you guys are, like, sad.
Or we do it. Or we do it. I've had rebound sex where I fuck someone to feel better, and I do during the sex. But then as soon as it's over and the guy tries to, like, hold me at all after, I start thinking about the ex, and then I'll, like, be trying not to cry. I'm like, I don't want to be the girl that cries after sex.
Yeah, it's hard when you meet somebody new.
Yeah, but the reason I slapped a guy is just, I mean, it was dumb. Now I wouldn't, but this guy took me to a rave in Chicago. It was like the first time I ever saw drugs. I had never done any drugs. You guys, I was like 30.
Did you just see them or did you put them in your mouth?
Well, that was the first time I ever tried cocaine was also that night, which could be why I punched this or slapped this guy.
Yeah. That's a violent drug.
I had never done it, but I don't think that it really even affected me because I was so scared to do it because in movies, people do it and die. So when they put out the lines, I was like, I'll do like a quarter of that line, and then I never did more the rest of the night.
I've never done cocaine.
Me neither. Never. Yeah. We're cowards.
Yeah. I've never done it. No cocaine doing cowards.
Maybe this is why I never did it, is because Len Bias. I'm a big basketball fan. I just remember Len Bias trying it the first time.
Yeah, and dying.
And that was always in my head.
Joey Diaz one time on his podcast was like, I brought you the cocaine that killed Len Bias. Like that.
I never did it because I just knew it was chemically addictive and I didn't want to be an addict. Like that was my mindset.
Are you addicted to anything?
No, I don't think so.
Coffee, not even?
I've never even tried coffee.
What?
Okay, I tried coffee when I was like 8 years old. My mom, I had a cup. And I go, Mom, let me try that. She goes, no, you won't like it. I go, it looks like hot chocolate. Let me try that shit. She gives me a sip. I'm like, that's it. I'll never have that again.
That's Brian's drug experience. One sip of coffee.
I've done shrooms and ecstasy.
That's hilarious that you're like, I won't touch coffee, but I'll get fucking...
It's not that I won't touch it. I just didn't like the taste. I don't like the smell of it now. I think I have a psychological problem with coffee. When there's ice cream that has a little mocha in it, I'm like, ugh.
I love it.
Yeah, I
love coffee.
Like,
and I've had at least 6 cups today. Right?
So you're a coffee addict.
I need caffeine. I'm so low energy naturally that I need a boost.
Yeah.
And also it's like it gets me going. I feel so tired all the time without it.
It's also like the most addictive substance. I mean, it's supposedly as addictive as heroin. Did you know that? Coffee?
Cigarettes.
That's what they say. But anyway, I tried
stuff like Red Bulls and stuff, and it makes me feel like dizzy. So
Red Bull's horrible.
Yeah,
I like the taste of coffee. I like the whole ritual of it. Making it. I like the beans.
I was a child.
Me too. But if you ever quit coffee, you will find not that I've quit once because I had to for surgery, but I had more energy. Like I'm telling you, once it's out of your system, you're like, holy shit. You feel like you're on speed with no coffee.
Why'd you go
like
back?
Talking to you, this is not how you would talk to a heroin addict, though. You know, like if you just, like I'm telling you, you're going to feel better. If it's that addictive, it's having no effect.
Why'd you go back to coffee after you felt good after not being on?
Because I got a TV show and I was tired. Because you shoot long hours. So then I was like, I had to drink coffee and wake back up.
It's impossible. I mean, just with the schedule, like when you're on the road to wake up, I need it before shows. Mm. I don't want to be a nighttime coffee drinker.
Coffee or drugs.
I feel like an old PI or something. It sucks. But that's just like that's just what we signed up for, you know? And then you have the morning radio and stuff.
I feel like once you get on the stage, though, I mean, radio I get, but once you get on the stage, the adrenaline kind of goes.
Sometimes, but I also feel like I can't go into it without the confidence knowing I'll have the jolt.
Also, once you're on the stage, but then you don't want it to take the first 5 minutes you're on stage to wake up. Like, you know, when you go on so tired, you're like, especially that second show.
Have you ever yawned on stage? I've never yawned on stage. I've been yawning before I get on stage. I've never yawned. You've yawned on stage?
Yeah. No.
That's some experience right there.
Naples, Florida.
I've thought about this.
Yawn. Off the hook?
Yawn.
Off the hook comedy club? Yeah, the whole audience is dying.
I was the one dying. It stunk.
What are they, all 80?
I wish death on people.
Oh, my God.
I wish death on so many people. I remember at one point I did a Trump joke, and some of the crowd, it wasn't even like a device. It was just a pretty down-the-middle joke, and some of the crowd goes, yes, Trump, Trump, Trump. And he was like 80-something, and his kid was like, Grandpa, stop.
Was this in Naples?
I never wish death on people because I feel guilty, but when I'm driving and someone really pisses me off, I go, I hope he gets in an accident and ends up in like in a 3-day coma.
Yeah.
3-day coma. That makes me feel okay about it.
And it's good for them. They lose a few pounds.
And he learns a lesson.
Yeah.
I feel guilty if I want something bad to happen to someone. Like the last guy I broke up with, I really had moments I was like wishing he would get hit by a car, and I would feel really guilty even though no one even knew. I was like, I feel bad thinking that.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I hope I get hit by a car and I feel terrible.
Well, anyway, the long story short is I never even explained it. I slapped the guy because...
Oh, by the way, can I just follow that up with a thought?
Yeah.
That's maybe the dumbest thing I've ever just said. Like, I hope I get hit. Like, that's going to get her to take me back. It's like, now he can't use his legs.
She'd probably be like, well...
Yeah, but your legs are already fucked up.
That's true.
We established
this. She'd probably be like, well, it's a good thing I dumped him. He wasn't going to be around well anyway.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Like, you think if you get hit by a car that they'll take you back?
But they'll feel guilty. I'm going after the guilt.
Yeah, he's just hoping they feel bad.
That works for me sometimes because I date a lot of guys with like white knight syndrome that want to save me because I'm so damaged. So then when we break up,
love saving damaged people.
We all love saving.
Can I tell you a joke that was in my last special? I never do, but it's like very applicable here. Well, I said, my therapist said, you tend to pursue damaged people and then try to help them. And I said, you too.
Oh, that's actually really funny.
I love damaged.
We all do. Like, we love to save.
But then at a certain point, it gets old, though. At a certain age, you get too tired, I think. I'm sure.
And in the back of your head, you're like, where is this going? I'm not going to fix them.
Where's this damage going?
Here's the thing, though, is I am convinced, I don't know how it is for men, I'm convinced that the sex will not be good unless they are bad for you. Like, anytime
it's the hottest thing I've ever heard.
It's the truth. Anytime I date a guy that we have amazing sex, they turn out to be, and even like the last guy at the beginning, I was like, oh my God, this guy is actually nice and we have amazing sex. And I even said to him, this isn't right.
Sex with crazy people is underrated because when you're with someone who's stable, it's like no woman with a good house, no woman who comes from like a good household is just going to just stick a pinky in your butt, you know? Like that takes some shit.
You know what I think also? I think that the people that are crazy, they have no inhibitions and they don't care what anyone thinks. They don't have the insecurities and bad because they're like, fuck it, I'm going all out.
Yeah.
And people that are like thinking constantly.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But I don't even necessarily, here's the thing though. I don't even necessarily mean that they're crazy. This is what I mean. Let's say that you're with some people, you would be fine, not crazy. With some people, I would be not crazy. But when you come in contact with the one person who will trigger all your crazy, you too will have the best sex. So, like, there's this book I read that says when you meet someone that you right away are like, oh my God, I know if we fuck, it'll be magic. Like, if you have that chemistry, like, right away, it means there's something in them that was missing in your childhood and your subconscious already knows it.
But how do you don't you think that, like, I feel like sometimes the right person for you is just going to be boring. Like, even on a sitcom, when does the show get shitty? It's like when they come together, right? Like, right. Monogamy is boring. Like, if someone's good for you on some level...
It is boring.
It is, right?
It is.
That's why, like, I don't know, being reckless...
I think the grass is always greener, though. When you're with... when you're dating every night different people, you're like, man, I wish I had someone special to watch a show
I think
with.
About that.
You know what I mean?
You know the comic Ted Alexander?
Or the that you love.
Yeah.
You know the comic? He's got one of the best jokes I've ever heard about... being single versus a relationship. He says being single is a struggle between loneliness and euphoria. Loneliness right before you go to bed at night and euphoria the whole fucking rest of the time.
Yeah.
That's such a deep joke, I think.
It's true. Well, I mean, it's true because, well, this is the thing though, is like, it's just an interesting barometer to think to yourself, like, if you meet someone that you think is good for you.
Yeah.
And then you have fire sex. My point is, as soon as you have the fire sex, you should stop dating that person and decide they're only for sex, because eventually you will find out they're bad for you. That's
like
my
giving
point.
Me the best cup of coffee I've ever had and said never again.
No, you keep fucking them. But here's my point. Let's say me and you meet at a bar, okay? And we like each other. Mm-hmm. We go out 3-4 times. We don't fuck. We just actually like each other.
What is this, the 50s?
Yes. This is my life. I'm doing this now. Then we fuck.
Yeah.
And the first time we fuck, we're both like, holy shit. This is the best sex ever. It's amazing. That moment is when we should decide, you know, we should keep this casual and never be a couple, because we're going to ruin each other's lives.
But it's always going to be unequal in that
scenario. So nobody who's married is having fire sex.
No.
Or they're crazy.
No, she's right.
No, or they're married and the guy beats the woman, or the woman is like poisoning his food slowly. like nothing healthy is happening.
Well, maybe. She's a point, though, because you go to like suburbia sometimes, some of these gigs, and like all these people, you think they're in a happy marriage. You find out they swing.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
But here's another thing, though. There's a lot of gray area. You know what I mean? Like, there could be somebody who has fire sex and their crazy is just down here. It's not up here. So you can kind of deal with that crazy.
So it's manageable.
You can, it's manageable crazy and lifetime fire sex. Could that happen?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I think you have to make a trade-off. I think you have to be like, well, I want stability. I'm tired. I think at a certain age you get tired and you want the stability. But no, I mean, stability does not equal
high.
You
guys have both experienced crazy sex with crazy people.
Sure.
And you guys, if you both believe that if you're with somebody normal, that you would, it wouldn't
not
be
normal.
Great. What if you guys got together and you're both those two people? You would just have, you would fight all the time?
I'm not saying normal. I'm saying...
Okay.
Triggers you.
Right.
Like his mental illness and my mental illness don't collide in a good way. It's right. Like a...
There's infinite combinations, though. There's got to be a good medium.
We never hear about the good mental illness, though. We're talking about like the mass shooters and stuff. How about the healthy mental illness where you just fuck really well?
That's what we have.
That's good.
I have healthy mental
illness.
I'm
not saying I'm good either. I'm just saying it's...
Right.
Well, you find someone, you're like, that was good.
I wish you knew the problems that your friends have in their marriages. Like, you know, they don't tell you because they want to make everything look like it's good, but you want to know the truth.
I don't want to
think about that sometimes.
Oh, man. I think about the... I have so few friends that are like...
All my friends are married and they act like it's the best thing ever.
Really?
Most
of my friends are like, they open with like, there's good days and there's bad days. I don't know the people that are like, best decision I ever made.
I don't think they have much sex.
I
feel like it's like a partnership to raise their kids and everything. But like, I guess everyone has different priorities.
I don't understand the point in having a relationship if you're not having a lot of sex. Why bother?
Yeah.
That's like part of the point is built in dick or pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
well, you keep bringing the crazy. I'll keep bringing the dick. That's what I'm here to say.
Yeah.
I think
some people are looking for kids.
I think a woman constantly pushing me away is like, unfortunately, attractive.
Turns you on.
Hopefully at some point I grow out of that. But right now, like, I mean, also, and as you were saying, that the buildup is kind of hot, right? Like, I remember my last girlfriend I dated, we FaceTimed for like a month before we ever
hotter.
So the first time we fucked, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay sober for this. That's how good this is going to be.
What happened to the girl? I remember I just saw a clip of yours that was saying like you were with her for 2.5 years. You never cheated. What happened?
Never cheated.
How long ago was that relationship?
That was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was an old joke.
Have you cheated? Yeah. Oh, you're like, now I've cheated plenty.
No, I don't. I cheated. I think I cheated once, but then I broke up with her. This was years ago. I cheated on a girl once on the road, and I broke up with her immediately. When I
always think like, why
I've
even get in the relationship?
Yeah, if I'm in it, and I love you, I'm not going to cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
I've never cheated.
I'm saying that at this age right now, I can't predict the future.
That's a very good point.
I don't want to like act like I'm on this soapbox right now and then fuck up in 5 years and be like, but he said, I don't know.
Cheating feels like, and I've never
I'm
really,
doing my best.
I've never really cheated, but like as you get older, it almost feels like it's less of a big deal. Like when you're like 18, you're like, he fucking cheated on you?
Like, now that's you're so like, real.
Oh. Yeah,
that's
no, totally. So it's like when you think of drugs as a kid and you're like, he does drugs? It's the same shit.
Yeah, but exactly.
But then you realize you're an adult.
I didn't do weed until I was 30.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that you call it do weed.
I do weed.
I do weed.
Like, we're going to think he was some pothead.
And do weed.
If you looked at my drawer, one time. I was.
What'd you say?
I said, if you looked at my drawer, you would think I was a pothead.
Yeah.
But I don't smoke that often.
Do you smoke weed?
I don't like it. I'm very...
Yeah, same way.
We have a lot in common.
We do. I feel like we're very similar. You're just a little more Jewy looking.
I'm a little Jewy.
But I'm full Jew. He's got the hair.
I have the hair, but I've been told I could pass for Italian, which is a way of saying I'm cool.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, you look... Or Middle Eastern, even.
I've been told that.
I would guess...
The eyebrows.
I would actually maybe guess... Persian.
Yeah. I used to Persian.
I used to work in Burbank, and all the Armenians would come up to me and think I was Armenian. They like, Baravish basis. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we have like deep set eyes.
I definitely have deep set eyes. Yeah.
Now that I'm looking closer, you guys could be brothers.
I was about to say, we might be related.
I don't think so. Wait, so you don't like weed? How come?
Because the voices in my head are already constant, and it only amplifies them and raises doubts and makes me feel.
I don't like weed either. It's funny. I use it to sleep a little. But I will say this. A little bite of an edible before sex. Holy shit.
I agree. Ignore the dog. I agree with weed before sex and weed before food. Those are not that you should do it every time, but it makes it better.
I'm not into weed, but the best sex I've ever had in my life is anytime I've taken a teeny bite. It makes like the sex.
I can't eat that stuff.
Just
in your bloodstream though, and then it's like a whole thing.
I've had two nightmares on edibles.
It's horrible.
I'll never do it again.
Horrible.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is the sex is like it's like out of control.
But what she's saying is like a little piece. I took too much.
I'm saying like Joey Diaz gives me these stars. They're called Stars of Death that are like insane.
It's a great sell.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I eat 1 point of the whole star. So it's like I'm microdosing it, basically.
What would happen if you ate that whole star?
I would die, probably. No, I'd pass out. I couldn't do it. Also, I hate the dry mouth that weed gives you.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. There's not a lot that weed does for me, really.
I never did finish explaining
what. I like alcohol.
Me too. Brian, do you have any? Just kidding. I need to bring a bottle of tequila.
I have that bottle
here.
Of whatever.
He has one bottle of whiskey in his house.
My friend brings it over when we play poker. That's the only reason it's even here.
I did a casino gig over the weekend, and I got pretty drunk the first two nights because I'm in a casino. And then,
I thought you were saying because I'm an alcoholic.
But Saturday night, I was talking to a friend and she said, don't drink tonight. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, just go one night. And I was like, but it's like a casino counts as like three sober nights. That's not fair. But I didn't drink and it was insane. I was like, holy shit, this is like what being sober in a casino is like. This is horrible. I got ice cream and shit. This is crazy.
Ice cream.
My problem in the casino is gambling. I don't even drink. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Okay, yeah.
Well, I will tell you that the weekend I recorded my album at Sacramento Punchline, I was like, I'm not going to drink
great
this whole
club.
Weekend. Yeah, it's so great. I was like, I'm not going to drink this weekend because I just want to be really on point with like crowd. I just wanted to be like focused. It was the difference between a weekend of not drinking at all doing shows. I felt like I was 10 times better. It actually made me like, wow, I should really,
you ever
really
do that thing
do
where
this.
You're like, I'm actually better when I'm drunk? And then you listen to the set and you're like, oh, well, what kind of slur was that? Did I make up a slur?
Weed makes my crowd work better.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It does.
All I know is.
I don't believe you.
It does.
We'll do I was sharper. I was definitely sharper.
Where are you from? Far out, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, well, the point is, I'm never going to finish the story about why I slapped that dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's
holy
the
shit.
Last thing you say on this podcast.
It's going to be the end of the podcast.
it's
going to be so anticlimactic.
ADD
no.
of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on cocaine at a rave.
Okay, but and we get there and it's 4 a.m. and it's New Year's Eve in Chicago and I don't know anybody except for the guy I'm dating, but he knows everybody. And we get in there and everybody starts trying to hang out with him. And before I know it, I lost him. So I'm like, hi, for the first time in a rave, which I'd never been to. So I go to try to get cell service to call him. I walk out and there's someone who OD'd on the stairs. I don't even know if they were dead or alive. They were like literally foaming at the mouth. I stepped over them
and
in my
smacked,
heels.
And that's who you smacked.
No. So I go downstairs. I'm calling. He's not answering. So I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
So I walk back up and then I see him. He's talking to some chick. And now I like lose my shit. I'm like, this motherfucker, like I could have been raped or killed. There's someone dying in the stairwell. Oh, yeah. I don't know where we are. So I walk up to him. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I've been calling you. He's like, this is my friend. He goes to introduce me. I go, I don't give a fuck who she is. I could have been killed. We have nothing in common but sex. And he goes, psh, we don't even have that. That's what he said to me. And I was like, you piece of shit. And I slapped him. But it was the worst slap. Because as I was about to hit him, I kind of felt bad and pulled back. So I just barely touched his face. And he was like, were you trying to slap me? And I was like, fuck you. And I turned around to leave and I tripped over my heel and fell.
Damn.
In the party.
Karma.
Karma?
Yeah, you tried to hit somebody and you fell.
No, I said horrible. I didn't say
I think you said karma.
No, I said horrible.
How'd you know I thought you said karma? I didn't even say jinx.
Because you acted like I said.
Yeah, you're good at the... He detected my body move.
Well, whatever. The point is I laughed. I stormed out of there. And here's where it gets better. I hitchhiked. It's like 4 nice. In the morning in Chicago, ice cold. I'm in like this little dress. I didn't have money for a cab, so I hitchhiked. This group of black dudes picked me up. They were like, where are you going? I was like, I'm trying to find a hotel. Do you know anywhere cheap?
It's like the start of every porno ever.
Yeah. She's like, it was my first time I ever had cocaine. It's the first time I ever slapped someone. It's the first time I ever had a gangbang.
Yeah. So they took me to downtown Chicago, but like south side. Yeah. This guy goes, I know this one hotel where I used to take these chicks to bang them out. And he took me to the Travel Lodge.
They charge by the hour.
I will never forget. There was a sign on the Travel Lodge, and it was a bear, and it was a blinking teddy bear, and it said, "The Travel Bear Never Tells." All right, guys. So I've talked before about Native deodorant and how much I love it. I actually love this product so much. I went back to All Things Comedy and was like, can you ask the Native people to send me more? Because I'm obsessed with the deodorant. It's safe, simple, effective bathroom products. I, in particular, love Native deodorant, but Native can hang with you for your workout, your busy mom life, for your 16-hour day. Native has fewer, simpler ingredients than what's in a typical deodorant, not to mention its enticing scents for men and women. Plus, they release a new limited edition, seasonal scent throughout the year. A few times a year, they put a new scent out, so you can always change it up. I'm not typically a big fan of scented deodorant. And then I tried Native. I'm obsessed with it because it's not too much. It's just, it's great smelling. They have coconut and vanilla. They have lavender and rose, cucumber mint. I'm obsessed with the lavender rose. I also feel like it calms me down. Lavender is supposed to calm you down. Native offers free returns and exchanges in the U.S. Subscribe and save 17%, which is $2 per stick, by having your Native conveniently delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or 4 months. Guys, go get it. Okay, go get this deodorant. It's a great deodorant to use because there's no aluminum in it, and aluminum has been linked to lots of health issues. So you don't want to use deodorant with aluminum. You do want to use Native, okay? Go right now, get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and enter promo code DATEFAILS during checkout. That's 20% off your first purchase by going to nativedeodorant.com and use DATEFAILS at checkout. Guys, if you love the podcast, please support the sponsors because they're supporting us, and that's the only reason that we can keep making it. And now, let's get to it. That was like the slogan on the hotel, and I got a room there, and I stayed in it, and the wallpaper had teddy bears all over it. It was like the creepiest. But these guys were really nice. These black dudes, they just dropped me off. They were like, be safe. It's scary out here. And then I got a room. I stayed the night there. And then I flew back the next day.
You never saw that guy again?
I saw him again, but not, like, I didn't talk to him for a few days.
Was he a comic?
No. I didn't fuck with comics yet back then. Okay. I was smarter.
Oh, yeah, this was right after your marriage, right?
Yeah.
I do like that you said, like, I gave it a few days. Like, of course you went back to that toxic relationship.
Oh, yeah, we were back together.
Who could resist?
Kate never talks to her exes that are dicks.
Well, she told me, and I've never met Kate, really, but we were talking on the drive over here, and she was telling me she's attracted to, you know...
Toxic men.
To bad men.
As are you. Well, not bad, bad for me.
Bad women.
And you're bad women. Sorry. Yeah, no, I usually don't. But this is actually great, too. The other night, I was trying to set up a booty call.
Yeah.
Tell
this story. I'm going to go take care of this dog.
The dog? Yeah. I was trying to set up a booty call.
We just hear him stomp on it. We're like, Jesus.
I can't even hear the dog. Can you hear the dog?
No.
I can't either. So I'm trying,
to set up a booty call. Wait, so you...
For myself.
Okay.
Well, I don't have many. It's really weird. Like, you would think I would have a long list of them. But the few times I try to get one, I always get turned down. Like, I take so many losses.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
I feel like I take so few swings. I'm so, I don't take enough swings. I should be taking more swings.
What do you mean? Like, with strangers or?
Well, sometimes I'll check the DM thing on Instagram. Sometimes, a lot of times I'm just out at a show. But then, like, we're talking about the people being mean. It's a very fine line with me. So sometimes people neg me at the bar and I'm just like, well, I don't like this. I don't like just being told I'm stupid looking or,
you know, I don't like being negged.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I think it's a better move to just flirt with a guy.
Totally.
Don't you think? All I know is I was trying to set it up. My thing with booty calls is I can't just fuck a stranger. Like, I could never just pick somebody out of my DMs and fuck them. I just can't. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of like a male thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys can do that.
But we find girls that do it.
Yeah, I'll be on the road sometimes. It's happened a couple times where I've gotten and I've been like, you know, do you want to just come to my room? And they're like, all right. And then I'm like, holy shit, that was like room service.
It's almost too easy.
2019 is amazing.
Doesn't that creep you out though? Like, if they say yes to that, doesn't that make you go like, what?
How
I would
often
be
are
like,
they doing
how
this?
Many diseases does this person? I'd be afraid.
No, but now I'm freaking out. Jesus.
I think about diseases every time I have sex with anyone, even though I've known them for 6 months. Is that weird?
Yeah.
But alcohol, that helps with that sort of situation.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do it less and less, but I, you know.
But it's a little different for you because these girls DMing you know who you are.
My bar has gotten higher and higher for that stuff, though, because I you do it sometimes and you're like, well, I'll get a story. And then at a certain point, you're like, what's the same story?
Yeah.
It's me now too tired for a flight the next morning.
Well, yeah, but also, like, not to be... Well, whatever, we're already on this podcast. But I mean, like, will you go down on a strange chick you never met? What if she's...
Depends what she looks like.
That's probably the right answer. Like.
Is that true?
I think it depends. You want to be a team player here. You don't want to just be like, I don't do that.
But
that's an intimate act, I think. And yeah. I don't expect them to go down on me either, you know?
If she has a good-looking vagina, why not?
But if
you're less chance of getting a disease going down on them than you are sticking
a
dick in them. Oh yeah,
with a condom?
No,
that can't be
absolutely.
True.
Absolutely.
No.
What diseases do you think you guys are getting from oral sex?
Michael Douglas got throat cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throat cancer? You think that's an STD?
No, but it came from an STD.
That's what he says. That's HPV. A bunch of bullshit.
No, it's not.
But he got it. Catherine Zeta must have a pretty sweet cooch.
Yeah, he got it from some other people.
He got fucking top shelf
throat cancer off the shelf.
The best throat cancer in the biz.
No, I don't think he got it from her. This is how it happens. It can happen. Just like women can get. Did you know if you, this is gross, but if you fuck a chick with a yeast infection and you don't know, and then another chick blows you days later, she can get a yeast infection in her throat from blowing you. And the same thing, you can go down on a girl that you can get.
I choose not to think about any of this and just live my life to the fullest.
I'm not saying.
Why are you trying to make me think about it? See, this is why I don't smoke weed. Because if you said that shit, I'd be like, have I done this? Holy shit, what's going on?
I'm just saying,
I want to live my best life right now.
I'm just saying, be careful of the pussy that you intake orally.
I'm just not saying. I'm not saying things can happen. It's less likely.
Fine. Well,
why do you think lesbians, they can't get HIV? They're not catching herpes unless it's like mouth type.
Lesbians can get, what are you talking about?
How are you going to get genital herpes when you're a lesbian? From fucking scissoring?
Maybe you got like a dirty dildo or something?
You can't catch, look at me.
How do you catch herpes. Scissoring, yeah.
You can't catch herpes mouth to private part.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
How about
herpes simplex 1 and herpes simplex 2?
How about from sharing
two?
A needle?
That's something, that's
lesbian
AIDS.
Heroin AIDS. I got
you. Yeah, you got me.
All right, can we change
it's
the
like
topic?
One in a
I
zillion.
Feel sick.
You sure you don't want to keep talking about lesbian heroin AIDS?
Not
there's
really.
There's a lot of legs here.
There's two different herpes. You're not catching it from oral.
All right, Brian, fine. Listen, I have so many
Who
questions.
Do you think has the strongest legs here? I think Kate might have us
You're,
beat.
I have the weakest
definitely
legs,
me.
Guaranteed.
I think
you might be in first place.
I was a soccer player and a swimmer. I win.
Really?
Yeah, but that
I
was
swim,
a long time.
I swim at the rec center sometimes.
Do you really? At the Y?
I get my rec center on.
What the fuck?
Can you run?
I can run, but I'm not a good runner.
Yeah. Wait,
I play basketball still, but I'm fucking washed.
What rec center?
The one in New York City.
Is that what it's called? The rec center?
Sure.
I love that.
It's like the YMCA?
Yeah.
All right. I had the best question for you. I have to find it now.
Is it about herpes?
No. Oh, this is about my booty call.
Okay. But when did you have a booty call?
Well, I didn't. I tried. But what's funny about it is I save my exes in my phone as things other than their name when it's over.
Yeah, my ex is scam likely.
You get it.
Yeah.
Scam.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I have bad idea.
Nice.
I have liar. You know? So the other night I was trying a booty call. Bad idea. And I accidentally... text liar. Like, I text the wrong ex.
Yeah, you're going to have too many descriptions in there. At one point, you'll be like, whose bad idea?
And they're going to be pissed. They're like, bad idea number four. What the hell?
That's what happened. Liar hit me back. And we started texting a little bit. And then before I knew it, I realized that I booty called the wrong guy.
You should put in the company name.
My friend, real name. One of my best friends is comic Rachel Feinstein. She gives me so much shit for some of the names I have saved. She'll be like, older woman Tampa.
Shut up, Tampa. That's actually
I've seen girls' phones and it always says comedian Brian.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Brian, comedian.
Well, okay. Here's the question. What we're going to do, we're just going to ask him questions. I want to get some answers. First of all, how do you generally meet the chicks you date? Like, do you go on apps? Do you...
I've done the apps, but I don't think I've ever dated someone from an app. I think, if anything, I had not had that many girlfriends in the last few years. So I dated one girl many years ago from, I guess it was a mutual friend. She was just at a bar and we met. And the last one I dated was a comedian. We met at a... You know,
comedy club?
We were filming half-hour specials in Boston years ago, and I met her there, and then I haven't had a girlfriend since. So I've been, my agent set me up with a girl I went on a few dates with.
Really?
Yeah, my agent's fucking nonstop, man. She's good.
Setting you up, you mean?
She set me up, beautiful girl, very cool girl, but, you know, nothing really materialized, right? And then I saw a girl for a little while in New York who I just knew from high school, and... But she was dating a much, much older guy.
How do you feel about dating comedians? Like, I keep saying I'm never going to do it again, but then inevitably it happens.
Well, it's our orbit, right? I mean, they're usually intelligent, thoughtful people and sensitive
funny
people.
Funny sometimes.
Yeah, funny, yeah.
Sometimes, if they're good.
They have a lot of, also they're narcissists and usually mentally ill. So there's, you know, both sides of it. But
I also,
of course, who wouldn't want a smart, funny, cool girl today? I mean, that's great, but also, you know, it's, yeah, I guess for dates, however it happens. But for, you know, girlfriend, it's got to start with some level of trust, and like them being a comic is great if it happens, but I don't know if I could do it again. So
yeah, well, I think that it's great, except when it ends, then it sucks. Because you keep seeing each other, or you all have the same friends.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like, if depends.
I'm sure neither of us are thrilled to be at a club and be like, oh, they're coming here in 2 weeks. Fun. I get to look at this poster in the green room.
I don't usually have messy breakups though. Like,
you don't date comics.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't have girlfriends.
I do.
I mean, you do sometimes. That's
actually
definitely...
I shouldn't even say that. My last girlfriend has me blocked on every social media platform.
Really?
Right now. Oh yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Not me.
I hate people.
Me too.
I'm so
angry. I don't
want
to block people.
I don't want
to
block
them. Unless they won't leave you alone, you have to. I'd rather not block people.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a big deal.
Oh, I mean, I've had guys that I've broken up with. I had one guy that I broke up with that literally keeps making fake social media accounts because I have his real ones blocked.
Nice.
And he makes fake ones.
Man, he's going hard for you. You got to respect that hustle. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Flattering.
I don't really think that's flattering. I think that's definitely a form of stalking.
Yeah,
that's
of
not
course.
Legal.
Stalking, man.
I mean, all right, here's a question. I'm getting these like sex and relationship questions. Should we try to give some advice?
Yeah, let's give some advice.
Okay, this
I
want to
help people.
This guy wrote, "Hi, I have a 9-inch dick, decent thick, and I'm in good shape, but I suck at sex."
How funny would that be if it was like the skinniest 9-inch dick ever? it's like a straw. You're like, ew.
It's like a duck dick. It's like fucking spiral.
Also, I don't believe it. Every guy adds an inch to their height and 2 inches to their dick, I think.
Awesome. Okay. Nine is pretty, seven inch dick.
Nine inches.
Nine is not even like good, I feel like. Nine is like too much. Don't
nine?
You
know? Yeah, nine. Oh, too much. I thought you were saying it was small or something.
No. Nine,
yeah,
is,
nine
like,
is
I feel
a
like,
lot.
Yeah.
I feel like eight should be the cutoff.
Yeah.
Seven is good.
Like
eight
a carnival
is
ride. You gotta cut them off. So
you're too big to ride this ride. That's what I tell guys. Yeah.
So
here's the question. So he says, I suck at sex. I have no rhythm. I bump into whoever I'm fucking. It feels weird. I know the girls I've been with don't enjoy my awkward thrusting. Do you have any advice? I really suck at it, but girls seem to like my personality. I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm 23 and confused as fuck. I think it's so cute that he's admitting this, that he's bad at
That's
sex.
That's great that he does that. I would never.
Yeah, what an amazing guy to be like, I have a huge dick. Can I have a, it's not
right?
The most vulnerable message ever.
He had to throw in some good.
He's like, my dick is perfect.
My dick is too big.
The guy needs to slow it down and try to get a connection with these people.
Well, he also said, I'm also pretty sure I've never made a girl orgasm by going down on them. Well, just so you know, that's really hard to do.
Not with some girls.
Now, some girls are
Girls that are talking to you on will assume that they're faking it.
It depends on the guy. I'm just saying, like, I come easily, and it's still, like, I've been with, what, 23 guys, 24 guys?
Only,
like,
I gotta be honest with you.
23 or 24?
I don't know.
Remember I asked you at the John Lovis Club, you were at 8?
I know. Well, I've been putting in the hours, right?
Speaking of coming, John Lovitz. No, I think you, like, for this guy, you got to read the room a little bit. Like, if they're not enjoying it, is there anything wrong with being like, hey, can I make this better for you? You can ask that without ruining the mood.
Yeah, communication.
Yeah. What do you like? I always say, like, well, two things. One, you could try a bite of an edible.
That could help.
I'm just kidding.
Here's the thing, though. I think he's going, if his problem is rhythm. Too much, yeah, rhythm. Who fucking cares about rhythm? Just go slow and try to have a connection.
Because dude, they're not Elvis. Connected.
Who gives a fuck? Just
be black. That'll help.
Yeah. His thrusting is what bothers them. I mean,
I know what he's saying.
No, he's probably not.
I get what he's saying. He's not connected to the chick.
Also, maybe let them go on top a little bit first and see what they're into, and then you take over. You know,
anytime I've been with guys where I feel like there's not that connection, so like you're not in the same. Like, you know, if you fuck someone you like, the connection is usually better, and then the sex is usually more in tune, I think.
Guys will say shit like, all a woman has to do is show up, and that's so not true. Like,
it's not true.
You've been with people where they're like, they just lay there, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is the worst.
It's the worst.
And this guy's young. Here's what I say, dude.
And then they look at you like everyone else doesn't have a problem. Like, fuck you. Don't just sit there like an idiot.
No one else is the problem. What are you doing, like, comment cards after this shit?
I do. Yelp reviews. I'm like, put this online. Here's my handle. No, you know what I say? Set the mood, bro. Like, maybe some music, maybe more foreplay.
Before I have sex, I always go, Alexa, play Smash Mouth. Always gets people in the mood.
Alexa, play Smash Mouth.
That's a good joke. Well, I think it's connection, but also this kid's 23.
Yeah.
He needs more. I mean, you just need more practice.
Would you sleep with a guy that young ever?
No.
It's too young?
Not on purpose. I probably have. Well, have I? I've hooked up with a football player or two that might have been in that ballpark. 25. No, I wouldn't date that young.
Two football players.
No, I fucked one.
That's 10% of your people.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's more than 10%.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking. I don't know. I like, you know, I like athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't go for
them. By the way, you had me on this podcast.
You guys and your weak legs. All right. Well, so we have no real answer for him. We didn't really help him at all. We're saying connect more.
Connect more.
Get on top.
And ask what she's into.
Yeah, that's the great advice.
I say,
slow it down a little with the thrusts.
Thrusting. I know what he means. I've had guys that are fucking me like they're just like, it's like the Jackrabbit character Brian Callen played on Sex and the City. Yes. That they're just like going to town on you and you don't know. It's because you're not connecting with the chick. It needs to be like, make out longer. More foreplay.
I'm more like Charlotte's husband on Sex and the City.
Which one? The bald guy?
Guy could get hard.
I
grew up in the city. I met Charlotte in a diner once from Sex and the City, and it was like after basketball practice. We were all in the diner, and I was probably in like seventh grade.
Yeah,
and I was like, I know you. You're from Sex and the City, and she goes, you're too young to watch that show. And I said, oh yeah. Then how come I know your husband can't get his dick hard?
Shut up.
And she goes, all right, I believe you. And like, the whole diner was like, all right, that kid knows stuff.
That is really awkward when you like. I have this little cousin who follows me on Instagram, and every once in a while I'll see her like one of my jokes that is really inappropriate because she's like 11 or 12, and I get uncomfortable and I'm like, should I block her? But I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Don't block her. I know. She's gonna see that shit anyway.
Oh, I don't like that. It makes me, I don't know what to do.
I ran into Anna Nicole Smith, remember her?
Yeah,
sure. I ran into her at Fuddruckers, and I go, I'm telling you, that's her. She's wearing these big old sunglasses, and I go, I'm telling you, that's her. My friend Dave goes, that's not her. I go, you want to bet $20. I go, are you Anna Nicole Smith? She goes, how'd you recognize me? I'm incognito. And I was like, your chin.
That is the most Fuddruckers place. I mean, that's like, I mean, the most Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith. Oh, Fuddruckers? Yeah.
Are they still around, Fuddruckers?
Probably. I think they got a few locations left.
Yeah, it's like Farrell's.
I love Chuck E. Cheese.
Do you?
Dude, Chuck E. Cheese is the best.
That's where I met my last girlfriend.
I haven't been there.
No, it isn't. I really do love it because there's so many like gang fights that break out there too.
Really?
Dude, there was this whole spree of shootings. I mean, not that that's
and
cool.
That's why you love it?
Well, I just think it's great because you don't know it's going to be like a kid's birthday or someone's going to get shot or like someone's fucking in the
someone
bathroom.
Someone takes two and falls in the ball pit.
Yeah, you don't know. All right, what's the oldest? Here's another one. What's the oldest woman you've ever slept with?
I don't know.
Probably 50. 50-something.
That's not that old.
It's not that 50-something's not. It's from. I'm 32. It's you know.
50 isn't that old. I hooked up with a dude that was 51. That's my oldest.
It's a dude.
So.
Why you think it's different?
Oh, it's very different.
Why do you say so?
Because dudes are hottest.
You ever hear, Eric Griffin has a joke. You know Eric Griffin?
I don't. I know of him.
He got mad at these chicks in the audience once, and I was like, oh shit! And he went off on them. He goes, you're just pissed off because when you get older, you ain't going to get shit. Like, how many chicks here would bang Sean Connery? And everyone's like, woo! He's like, now how many dudes here would bang Betty White?
That's a good point. Okay.
But first off, Sean Connery, he hasn't been in the public eye in a long time.
This was like 10 years ago.
He might be slipping, though.
Yeah.
If you made a Sean Connery
versus Helen Mirren, I'd be like, I might bang Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
He was selectively choosing an unfuckable old lady.
Yeah. He's going with society
Are you kidding? I would fuck the shit out of Betty White if I was a dude.
Who's the oldest actress you would sleep with?
Oh, I'd have to see what's going on out there. Who's...
Come on. There's no older actress that you think is hot.
I would bang Nicole Kidman in half a second, and she's 51.
Yeah, but that's like an obvious one.
That's not old.
Yeah.
What about Susan Sarandon?
No.
Probably not anymore.
She looks like my mom.
In her day.
What about... there's a blonde chick who's still hot. Fuck. I can't remember now. There's plenty of older women that I'm sure.
Totally, yeah.
Nicole Kidman's hotter than most 20-year-olds.
If Betty White got naked in front of you and was like, eat this pussy, you wouldn't?
No.
Really?
I think gravity would take over.
Did you say Betty White?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
She's really old.
Just for the story?
She's almost dead.
Yeah, everyone you told that story to would be like, what's wrong with you? Is that a cool story?
No way.
Like, dude, one time I ate Betty White's pussy and they all be like, are you...
I just would do it.
Are you all right?
That's like...
Would you suck... would you suck Stephen Hawking's dick if he was still
that's
alive?
That's different.
No, it's not.
No, it's
going for story here.
No, because he's not a comedy legend.
All right, fine.
Betty White is like
would
a comedy icon.
Would you suck Gilbert Gottfried's
no.
dick? All right, we flipped it back on you.
That's different.
Oh, my God.
Fine, maybe you're right. All right, forget
Kate,
it.
You're so good.
All right, forget it. How about this? What is the worst date you've ever been on? Or the worst sex story? Like, do you have any awful...
I have a crazy one, but I've told another podcast before, but it's pretty crazy.
That's all right.
All right, so...
Is this a date fail?
Yeah.
I could tell you a good date fail. So... Met a girl like probably like must be 5 or 6 years ago now, but it was right after a breakup. I was pretty heartbroken from this girl, and by the way, I think she's like a lesbian now, my ex, because my mom told me. My mom works in the art world, and so does she, and they they ran into each other. My mom's like, she's a lesbian now, and I was like, I'm hearing this from you.
I love that your mom told you,
my
and it's because
like,
she works
so
in
know.
The art world.
So anyway, okay, so here's the thing. I went on a date with this girl. I met her on a dating app. I don't remember which one. It was a long time ago, but. We met, and she looked even hotter than the pictures. I was like, this is crazy. This is great. She looked hot in the pictures. So we meet at this bar in Brooklyn, and we're having drinks. And I was so, like, I was going to say we got drunk. I got fucking drunk. She was, like, pretty sober, I think. She probably had a couple. But at the end of the date, it was, like, cold New York winter. I remember I grabbed her and kissed her at the end of the date. And as I let her go, she was so proper that she was like, oh my, I didn't expect that. And I was hammered, so I was like, you better fucking expect it. I never heard from her again, like, deservedly so.
Oh my God.
She didn't respond. So then, like, months later, out of the blue, like, she didn't respond to my text. So I was like, all right, it wasn't meant to be, no big deal.
Oh,
months
that's
later,
weird.
Months later, I just get a text from her during the day, where are you? And I wrote back, I'm in Union Square. What's up? And she goes, I want to see you and I want to get freaky with you. And I was like, all right.
Damn.
I don't know what that means.
Were you like, part of you like, is this, what's going on?
Part of me was, I didn't trust it.
Like, am I on a hidden camera show?
Totally.
What, is she punking
me?
I
was with my friend Rachel earlier.
She ghosted me and now she just wants to bang me?
Totally. And Rachel, I text Rachel and Rachel's like, please don't do this. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And I'm telling you the address just in case.
Wait,
why is she saying please don't do it?
Because she doesn't trust. She thinks this girl's crazy.
Yeah, I've had
Rachel's
girls
like my go-to friend for this stuff.
But can I just say, as a woman, I have had that happen once or twice where I went out with a guy.
You just want to get fucked.
Well, there's been guys that I've gone out with once and then we kiss, and then I maybe wasn't over an ex, or there was
some
reason.
I'm sorry, that was gender insensitive. You want to fuck.
Yes.
Because you're doing the fucking too. Whatever. I don't want to get letters over this.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is sometimes if there's a reason, like I realize when I kiss you, I still have feelings for another guy, and it's just I don't want to, whatever. But then a little while later, I just need to get fucked, and I'm like, you know, the guy I went out with that one night, we had chemistry. I never dated him anyway. Maybe I'll fuck him. I might hit you up.
Well,
I've done it.
Here's what happened. So...
There's been two times I've given my friend an address, by the way. I'm like, I'm not sure what the fuck's going on, but she wants me to come over and bang her. Here's the address I'm going to.
This is how stupid guys are. And then, by the way, this shit women have to do all the time. We only have to do it when we're like, but so anyway, she writes back. I just wrote back, oh yeah? Like, I don't know what to say to that.
Oh yeah?
So I was like, with the question mark? Like, oh yeah? Like, I'm an idiot. I don't get this. I would have been like,
what happened?
If I text a guy and said, I want to get freaky with you, and he wrote back, just, oh yeah?
With a question mark. Well, I was kind of like, it was jarring. She was so proper on the date. Just understand that. Like,
it
was
it had been months. Yeah.
Right? And so, didn't get back to you.
So then she writes, do you want to get your dick sucked or not?
And damn.
I was at lunch with my parents, so I excused myself. And I took the phone call, and I said, hey, what's up? And she goes, I've had a bad week at work. I want to have a few drinks. I want to see you, and I want to fuck you. All right? And I was like, all right. So I left lunch with my parents. I told my mom, I was like, this audition just came up, you know? I lied to my mom. I didn't feel good about
audition.
It. Yeah, I didn't feel good about it. She was like, go get him, Sammy. I was like, ugh. All right, so I'm off, and I'm going.
You should have told your dad the truth on the down. Like, dude, this chick.
My mom, okay, I did a bit about this, and she's heard it, so she knows that it's true. Unfortunately, and she asked me, she's like, "Was that a true story?" And I was like, "Look, I could lie to you, but yeah, it's true. Whatever." So anyway, I go to her place, and everything about it feels wrong because it's like it's a different apartment than when I dropped her off. But you do that thing where you're like, well, it's New York, people sublet, like you start making deals with yourself.
Yeah, you justify it so you can get your dick sucked.
Right. Sure. So I'm so nervous. It's like a nice luxury building in Brooklyn. I tell her to come downstairs. I'm like, just come downstairs, we'll get a drink. I know a bar around there. Let's go have a drink at bar first. And she said, I'll come down, but I have scotch upstairs. So she comes down.
This is a bad date story.
I'm not done yet.
I know you're not done.
Brian's like, so far this is my dream.
I'm not done yet.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait.
So
she comes down.
She comes down, she looks great. We go upstairs. The apartment looks like a porn set. It doesn't look right. Like, it's like only a couch and a bottle of scotch. That's all there is in there. I'm like, what is going on here?
Are there cameras?
I'm a little nervous, right? So she pours me a scotch. I down it. She pours me another scotch. Starts sipping out. We start making out. She starts going down on me. And then she stops. She's like, I hope my roommate doesn't catch us. And I was like, yeah, I also hope that. Let's go to your... go to your bedroom. And then she goes, no, I want him to catch us. And I was like,
oh, I thought it was a girl.
And I was like, yeah, me too. But I realized, I was like, all right, let's go to your... So we go in the bedroom. She starts going again. The door just swings open while she's going down to me. It's a jacked dude. He's got a tank top on. He's like tatted. He looks scary looking. And he's just staring at me while she's going down to me. And I just panicked. And I just turned to him and I was like, can I help you? And he just said, which is not
dick,
a,
your dick is in her mouth.
My dick is in her mouth hard. Yeah. And he's staring at me and he goes, are we going to do this or what? And I was like,
oh my God.
Oh, there's been a misunderstanding. I'm like very scared. I'm like, because your brain goes to the, like, you're like, am I going to get robbed?
But
or
your
beaten?
Dick is still hard?
It's shriveling up a little bit at this point. Like,
holy
we're getting a little,
shit.
Like, to be also hard and scared at the same time is such a fucked up feeling. It's such a confused.
I feel like part of me would be like, yes, we are going to do this. I'd pull it out, jerk off, and leave.
Well, I told a couple friends, and they were like, oh, I totally would have done it. I'm like, I don't know. Dude, that moment happens.
John, what? Have a threesome with this chick? That's what she was trying to do?
Yeah, yeah. And I said, I was like, oh, no, there's been a misunderstanding. He goes, you either in or you're out. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. My pants are still down. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't even pull my pants all the way up. I kind of just...
Totally planned.
What'd she say?
Oh, I got set up. She just kind of... I was like, what's going on? She just kind of shrugged like, yeah, you know, I thought you'd be into it. And I was just like, oh, boy.
Could you imagine if a guy did this to a woman? You'd be in jail.
Exactly. Well...
Well, something. I mean, it's definitely
we're the head of CBS. But anyway,
I go and
I don't even pull my pants all the way up. I kind of like hobble out. I grab my backpack and it's not a cool ending to the story, but I leave. And I remember just walking around McCarran Park in Brooklyn, like, what the hell did I do? And all I remember is my mom, she called me because she wanted to know how my audition went.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh boy.
Oh my God.
And Rachel, who's like one of my best friends, was just yelling at me. She's like, I don't know why you have to do this. And she's like, I'm just glad you're okay. God damn it. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
That's insane.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Wow. Well, I mean, it's crazy, but
so
also,
that's a bad date in my mind.
I'm sad for you, though, that you didn't get to come. Like, she should have at least, you should have been like, look, I didn't sign up for this, but could you at least finish?
Yeah, I wrote her a message. Like, I wrote her a message like that was pretty uncool of you. And she was like, she's like, I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry, but.
Want to hear one?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I pee real quick?
Yeah, of course. Brian, what are we at time-wise on this?
I don't know. What does it say on the thing?
We started at 3, I think. Oh, we should be good. Right. Tell yours.
Okay, so I was doing, you know, my threesome bit where I go, there was a guy in the back, I was in the front, and going, and then the dude in the middle starts piping in, and that's the laugh, you know, because they think it's a girl in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I did that bit at the, and it was the annex at the time, you know, the second room at the Ice House. And these girls hit up the producer of the show, and they're like, hey, we heard you want to... He goes, these girls want to fucking give you the threesome that you've never had. And I had had one. It's just part of the bit. And I was like, okay. Find out she took Heidi Fleiss's position as the madam of Hollywood after Heidi Fleiss went to fucking jail. It's an older woman. I go to her house. Her friend is freaking out because it's the anniversary of her boyfriend's death. This is a weird story. So she goes, I'm sorry. She has to leave. I'm going to call one of my girls to come over, and we'll see. We can get it going. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here, and why aren't I leaving? She's like, they start taking all these weird drugs I've never heard of. She said she had one drug from China. It was like Quaaludes from back in the, you know, from what we... I'm like,
Quaaludes.
And I'm just sitting there like, what am I doing? And then this girl shows up. She won't do anything because she's dating some older guy who bought her a big screen TV.
Yeah.
So now I'm sitting there. This girl is high as fuck now. She's saying all sorts of weird shit, the older lady. And the other girl is like, look, I'm not going to touch you. And I'm not. I go. She goes, they get together. They're like, how about this? You jerk off in front of us. And I'm like, I go, I've been sitting here for 2 hours expecting a threesome that she promised. And now you're telling me I get to jerk off in front of you?
That's it?
And I'm like, are you going to talk dirty to me at least?
Shut up.
So I jerked off in front
of
him.
You did it?
Oh, yeah.
I came in right at the end.
He just basically said these two chicks solicited him for a threesome. And then when they all got back there, one left and then another one came.
This is like a week later after they solicited it, by the way. Like they arranged everything.
I don't know why. I'm not that into a threesome, I don't think.
Even with two girls?
I mean, yeah, that was how I was pitching it. I'm very not into the other one. I think I just told you a story about that.
I know. That's why I was confused.
No, I'm not really. Maybe if I was in a relationship. But the whole thing is like, where they're like, why can you can do it if I'm there? And you're like, well, that wasn't the exciting part of it.
Right.
I always think like, you're not going to like it when you're there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You think you do, but like, can you imagine your favorite love of your life banging someone in front of you? Your boyfriend, I'm talking.
But if I love the person, like, I can look past. Like, I you're talking about the jerking off. Like, you get to a point in the relationship where you're just like, can I just jerk off on you or something, you know? You get to that point where you're like, that's okay.
You don't want your girlfriend banging another dude in front of you.
I wouldn't be okay with
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's different. Also, men are more territorial, I think.
Totally.
I don't know.
I've met some pretty jealous chicks.
I have been with guys. It depends on the guy. Like, I actually, okay, like, I had one boyfriend who had never had a threesome. And he wasn't the kind of guy that I was worried was going to go, like, cheat.
Have you had a threesome?
No, I haven't. I'm not really, like...
Never?
I'm not really tempted.
See, that makes me... See, if I date a guy who's never had one, that makes me want to give him one.
Wow. I came to the right place.
I'm telling you, that's the only time. That's what I was going to say. So, like, with that one dude, because he was so, like, innocent and naive about that shit, it felt like I could do it with him... Because it's something he would never do on his own, and I knew he wasn't going to cheat, so it was kind of like...
You might be opening Pandora's box for him, though. He might be a threesome dude after that.
I don't think so.
He just gets, like, a new jacket, and he's, like, got a new pep in his step.
I don't know. Dude, that was the best date fail story. I think that was one of the best date fail stories.
That's crazy.
It's a real... Because it starts like it's not going to be a date fail.
Yeah, like, wait a second. So what's the problem?
I remember my mom... I think I told a version of that story in my half hour special, and my mom saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And I remember her being just like horrified.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't imagine how much stuff I tend to try to not let guys that I'm interested in come to see me perform because so many of the things I say on stage are so insane. And then they all want to know what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid for them to know how much of it is true because it's mostly true.
Well, mostly at least has some truth to it. Even if an element's made up, it has something true in it. That's how you thought of it usually, right?
Always.
Most of the time.
There's nothing
the time.
I tell on stage that's made up. There might be like, you know, some embellishments that make it funnier.
Totally. It depends what the comic is too. Like, I feel like Daniel Tosh doesn't say one true thing in his entire act. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know.
Some people just write, but he's like kind of a joke guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But if you're telling any stories, Your yeah. stories are probably not going to be made up.
Right.
I don't yeah. know. I don't know. That's crazy. So, hold on. I didn't even ask you this on here. You grew up, you said New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a stepbrother and a stepsister.
Are they married?
Who I call my brother and sister. Yeah, they're both married.
Do you have nieces and nephews and stuff?
I have a niece and two nephews.
So, I'm curious, like, how your family reacts to you being a comedian. Like, do they, when you're around your family, do they support it? Do they come
yeah,
to your shows?
Totally.
They
very do. Supportive, yeah.
I feel like my whole family doesn't talk, like, it's unspoken.
They don't like it?
It's not that they don't like it. It's just that it's like, it's almost like I have to be a completely different person around my nieces. And I think they're a little nervous with me around their kids.
Mm. Well, I mean, no, I hang out with my, I took my niece to see.
So you're good.
I took her to see a movie the other day, The Secret Life of Pets 2. Horrible.
Secret Life of Pets? I don't even know what that is.
Horrible film. Oh. I took her to see that. And I hang out with my niece. I like hanging with her.
That's cool.
I like being I'm not home a lot, so I try. Yeah, I got to make an effort. But
I like hanging out with my nieces and nephews too. People are scared. I think that their parents are afraid I'm gonna like corrupt them and tell them dirty jokes.
Doesn't uncle feel like a weird word these days?
Yeah.
I like being a, like, you didn't even say it. Like, it's just such a creepy word all of a sudden because of all the shit you hear about when you're growing up. Oh, my uncle touched me.
Yeah.
Like, and now you're like, I don't want to say I'm their uncle.
Everyone does have a weird uncle.
Yeah, my uncle. I kind of. My mom's two brothers are pretty normal.
I'm writing that down. Uncle is a bad word. That's a bit right there.
It's true, though. Okay.
It's like the N-word for pedophilia, right?
I mean, maybe it
or
could.
Or priest. I don't know. Either one.
Priest is the one.
Football coach.
No, football coach. Well, yeah, possible.
Assistant,
I think priest
football
is,
coach.
That's the bad one. The assistant's always the one. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Yeah. Would you be comfortable being a side dick?
Here's the thing.
Define,
right? Define.
Yeah, define side dick.
I mean, if the person's in a relationship at a certain, like, I'm trying to not do that anymore. But if I've done it, and then sometimes the person gets like, they're like, you're like, well, this is supposed to be a one time thing because you're in that thing, and then they're not cool with that.
Yeah.
And then, but also, if she's just like casually, she's just casually with other people, but I don't want to be like.
Yeah.
I don't want to end up like Angelica Houston in Crimes and Misdemeanors. You know?
No one wants that for you. Yeah. I actually think that being a side dick is, I don't know, like, you know, Cat Williams said to me, like, I told him one time that I...
This could be anything. You started a sentence. You know what, Cat? I have no idea.
I told Cat Williams one time that I get depressed because I'm like a slump buster, meaning that guys I date are always like, oh, I haven't had sex in 8 months, and then they fuck me, and then instead of dating me, after me, they go on to, like, marry the next chick.
Yeah,
I just bust their slump, and he said, you're like a superhero, because you give these dudes confidence to move on to someone else. And I'm like, fuck that, that's bullshit.
It's a pretty bad superhero.
Yeah, it's the worst kind of superhero.
Be the weak link in the Avengers, for sure.
Captain Slump Buster, that's who I am. But I feel
you
like...
You and Hawkeye,
really. The side dick is hard, too, because you gotta use condoms.
Side dick is hard. Why do you have to use condoms?
Because other people are banging her.
One, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
But you can say that about anybody. That's why you just gotta use condoms.
Do you use condoms?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
When's the last time you did? Of course not. When's the last time you didn't use a condom?
When I had a girlfriend.
Wow.
Really? You always use them?
I was an accident. So, being the product
of a surprise.
A surprise. Sure.
We don't like the word accident here.
Whatever.
I hate those fucking things, dude.
Surprises tend to be good. But,
you're a good surprise.
Well,
you always wear condoms.
I was a product of a mistake, so, or an accident, whatever, or surprise. And I guess it's always in the back of my head. If I am a father ever.
What if
at some
she's
point,
on a pill? And you know her pretty well.
I don't trust it. I don't trust, because people get pregnant.
What if she's supposedly on the pill and you pull out?
I sleep better just knowing.
I read a study that said that the pull-out method is more effective than condoms. Don't quote me, guys, like, if you get pregnant.
What was that study, brobible.net?
Yeah, but the last guy I dated, I, like, insisted on not using condoms, and he actually was
you
like...
You insisted on not using condoms?
Yes.
I've never met a girl that says, I insist we don't use condoms.
I have.
I did.
For sure.
Actually, I have. The girl I needed to give my friend the address, I'm like, I just met you tonight, and she's like, why do you need a condom? I'm like... that's why I need
a wouldn't
condom.
Do that if I just met him tonight.
No,
but
that's how that was with that girl.
No, but there's some people that, like, I think they just are mad your dick.
Why
it's
did
like
you insist?
Not as hard as it would be.
Yeah, it feels better without a condom.
For everybody.
Yeah. And also, I'm like, if you're telling me that we're exclusive, then what do you need a condom for? Then I start to not trust you. I'm like,
how long were you dating
him? Are like
him?
Paper straws because they're better for everybody, but it's not the
nobody
same.
Nobody wants them.
No,
you're like, I want the plastic. We're not going to talk about him. Listen, I feel like we did. This was a good episode. I don't think you can top another. Do you have any more bad sex or bad date stories
not,
you want
to share? Sure, but not to that level. That level was like
they're
insane.
All bad. He's using condoms.
It's true. It's a bummer.
Or anything crazy that's happened. Any
I went on a date recently and it just was the girl. My friend set me up with her and she showed up and she's very pretty and nice, but I get some. She was like kind of slurring her words a little bit and I was
shit.
This is kind of weird.
Oh wow.
I was like, maybe she got high or something, I don't know, but we're talking for a while and she had one drink and she was just like acting really weird and I was like, I don't like this, like she
did
was,
you ever figure it out?
Yeah, we get a cab and I was like, she's just starts to be rude to me and I was just kind of like, I mean, well, maybe I can at least. She seemed a little drunk to me, so I was like, "Well, let me just like drop you off at home because I don't want you to like roam the streets like this, you know."
Yeah.
So I was like, "Let me just drop you off, so I get a cab." And in the cab, she just turns her back to me, and I was like,
"Wow."
I don't know if I did something. I don't think I did. I think I was pretty good on the date, you know. And
yeah.
And then she goes, "You know what? That's it. Taxi. Let me out." And I was like, "What the fuck did I do?" She runs down the block, and I was like, "All right, let me." I was like, "Sir, do you mind just staying here?" And he's like,
"You went after her?"
Yeah. I was like, "Let me just see what's going on." She was like crouched. She was like bent over trying to vomit, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" And she's like, "Leave me alone!" And I was like, "It's all right. This is not a big deal. Like, I still want to help you get home, you know." And then she was like, "All right." So we got back in the cab, and then she stopped it again 10 blocks later and ran back out. And I was like,
that's so embarrassing
for
her.
So I was like, just here, I paid the guy. And I was like, all right, let me. So then I told her, I was like, and she just ran away. So I called her friend. I'm like, what, does she do this often? What do I do? And she's like, no, that's not normal, but I think you just got to let her go. So
I'd say that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
I had a guy that I dated that one of the first, like, one guy I dated, I told him we weren't going to fuck for a month because I didn't want to date him. I mean, I didn't even want
to
date him.
Were you just doing
him.
That to see if he was going to be okay with that, or were you really...
No, I was genuinely doing it because I was like, this is a bad... Truthfully, because it was a comedian, and I didn't want to date a comedian. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't think this is a good idea, but let's at least go out for a month before we fuck to make sure that we actually like each other. Like, if we're going to date, let's at least make sure it's going to be, like, a real thing, and yeah. I don't just want to bang you.
And you probably didn't think it would get to the month.
No, I didn't think... I really didn't. So... And so we started going out... And on like the second or third time that we went out for drinks and this guy got so fucking hammered. I had to let him stay at my place and I was like, you can like crash here. You can't drive home, but we're not, you know, I'm definitely not going to fuck you. He's like, yeah, of course. He comes inside. He falls asleep. Okay. He gets up in the middle of the night. So blackout drunk, he walks over to my closet and opens the door like he's gonna pee in my closet. And I realized right away what was happening. And I was like, no. I was like, wait. And I start trying to move him to the bathroom and he starts yelling at me. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, he doesn't even know where he is. He's like blackout. So then I try to move him to my bathroom and he walks in my kitchen. He's about to try to pee. He kept trying to pee all over my place. I finally get him to pee and then he comes back to bed, and then when he does get in bed, he starts telling me how he's in love with me. He's basically saying shit, but not even knowing where he is.
They're like double agents drunks, man, because like you really just, you say whatever you need to get the information. Or
Manipulators.
But then like, the point is, he stayed over the next morning.
Did he remember saying I love you and all that stuff?
He didn't remember any of this.
Damn.
Okay, and
sounds like it must have been good sex. Crazy.
We didn't fuck, obviously.
Did you ever
no.
with this guy? Or no?
Well, yeah, so here's what happens. So then the morning, as soon as it's like 7:30 in the morning, I'm like, hey, are you awake? He's like, yeah. I'm like, do you feel sober? He's like, yeah. I'm like, can you leave? Like, I kicked him out. I was like, can you please go? And he was like, what? He's like, why? I'm like, do you remember last night? He's like, no. I'm like, you need to go. Please just go. Call me later. Like, you need to get out of here.
Then he's like, I'm so sorry. He just walks to your closet and pisses them.
Yeah. No, so this guy leaves. And then later in the day, he's texting me like, hey, what happened this morning? You seem so upset. Then I tell him about everything that went down the night before. He remembers none of it. But he's like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I wanted to date you for so long. You finally gave me a shot. And he goes, I think I was just nervous and whatever. He's like, I don't usually do that. I swear I don't drink this much.
I don't usually piss in people's closets.
Yeah. So fast forward to, I forgave him. I gave him another shot. We kept going out. We end up dating. And then I find out once we're dating, he does this all the fucking time. This guy got so blackout drunk so many times and tried to pee in some spot in my apartment. And now I'm like, this is my fault. I'm in this.
What a lame reason to have to quit drinking at some point. Like, it's like...
Yeah, but the sad part of this is you know the red flag from date one. Like, right. You with that chick. If but you imagine, you know, if you kept dating her.
I didn't.
Imagine she called you and said, I never do this. And he even had his friends vouching for him. His friends would be like, yo, he told us what happened. He never does that. And then turned out he always does it.
I had a friend in college who got so drunk he peed on his own MacBook or whatever, his own like laptop. Oh. So he sent it to get fixed and they just sent it back in a plastic bag. Like, we're not going to touch this. Oh, my God.
I dropped my iPhone in a toilet at a bar the other night.
Nice.
Straight up in the toilet. And it's still working, which nice. Is bizarre because it's an old one. It's like not waterproof. Not only, I pull it out of the toilet. I mean, it was completely submerged. I take it to the bar.
Pre or post using the toilet?
I hadn't peed yet.
Oh, that's good.
So the water seemed clean, but it was a bar. So I mean,
yeah, but it was, yeah.
But I hadn't peed.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse. So I take it out. I go to the bar and I'm like, I dropped this in the toilet. Can I buy a shot of your cheapest alcohol? I just want to like, you know, clean it off. And the
girl. Does that work?
Well, I mean, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to disinfect it. Oh, not to make it. No, it was still working.
He thought it was like a bag of rice.
Yeah. So they gave
you pour it on it. You pour the shot on it. It just calls your ex.
That's great. No, but I cleaned it up with vodka.
Yeah.
And it's working fine.
That's good.
I didn't submerge it in vodka. I'm just saying.
You just dabbed it.
Yeah, I dabbed it. So anyway, that's my story.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't go too long on the podcast because I like to keep it short and
fun.
This is fun
and easy.
Like an hour 20.
Yeah, but we have to plug whatever you want to plug. I'll put one at the beginning too.
Cool. When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
So I'll be at Denver Comedy Works all weekend. Oh, come out. And then, yeah, I got like Sacramento coming up, the Punchline, Toronto, a bunch of stuff. I'm doing a basketball podcast with Stavros Halkias of Cumtown, if you know that. He's hilarious.
Cumtown?
It's a huge podcast called Cumtown.
I don't know about
And we're
that.
Doing a basketball podcast. If you like basketball, it's called Pod Don't Lie, and it's really good.
Do you have a website with all your dates?
Yeah, it's samuel.com/gigs. Yeah, I got Acme coming up, all these great clubs cool. coming up. And then I also do another podcast at the Comedy Cellar called Keeping Joe with Phil Hanley, Joe Mackey.
How many fucking podcasts are
I
you
do
on?
Two, but...
You're about to start the third
I'm going to do a web show with Mark Norman coming
so
out.
So cool.
So look out for that. Mark's my buddy for so long.
You guys are like literally probably the two funniest people I follow on Twitter.
Really?
Too. Yeah, your Twitter is so fun.
Thank
That's
you.
What's hilarious. I felt like I met you before. I guess not. I thought that I had, but it must just be because you always pop up on my Twitter. Your
right.
tweets are so funny, even before I followed you.
Thanks. Well, Mark is great. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up. This was fun. This was easy.
Yeah, this is a fun, easy podcast. Brian, you're at the Comedy Store Saturday night. I'm assuming
Saturday night,
7 o'clock, and me. Oh, I don't remember.
Laugh Factory Thursday.
You Laugh Factory Thursday?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm going to Kentucky. Oh, yeah. I'm in San Diego Thursday night, American Comedy Company.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
I love that club.
That's a great club.
I know. And Wednesday night, the Ice House, Main Room, and then next I'll be in Kentucky. I forget the name of the club. I just found out. Doesn't matter.
San Diego. Very aggressive homeless people.
Oh,
terrifying.
You think?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't know. I think Portland is worse.
Portland's worse?
Portland is weird because it's young homeless people, so you feel guilty. They're like kids. That, like, for real, if you
it's
ever
like, that's fucked
it's like,
up.
It's like White City of God.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's like Portland homeless community is like my high school. That's what it looks like. So, yeah.
KQ Funny.
Yeah, follow me at KQ Funny. All right, this is a weird ending, but we're out of time. I love you guys. This has been Date Fails. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.